Track 16, An Artist and a Broadsman. For more than four decades, David Dane has stood as one of Norfolk's most distinctive and evocative artists, known primarily for his atmospheric oil paintings of the Norfolk Broads.
In 1966, I sat in a minibus on the way to Buckingham Ferry for my first sailing lesson. As we got close, I saw what looked like a huge ship moving slowly and majestically through a vast reed bed towards Norwich. It was a coaster headed for the turning basin on the corner of the River Wensum near Thorpe Station, delivering timber to one of the riverside merchants. This was the start of some glorious times as a teenager on the Broads, sailing bitterns, Norfolk punts, javelins, ospreys, rebels and reedlings, yeomen, wayfarers, slipstreams, and my own Enterprise and Snipe. Why tell you this? Well, along the way, I was lucky enough to sail in the very cold weather at the start of the season, skippering a Lullaby-class four-berth yacht from Hunter's Yard in Ludham. It was cold enough that the ropes were frosted in the mornings after a night so cozy in our sleeping bags in the cabin. We started sailing as it got light, with low sun, the reeds crackling in the frosty wind, the sky with tinges of purple and pink, something truly special that must be experienced to be appreciated. A magical time of day. Years later, I saw an oil painting that perfectly captured this winter image of the Broads, and someone else looking at it saying, "That's not realistic. The colours are all wrong." I corrected them promptly. This was my introduction to David Dane's work, an artist who manages to capture the romance, the history, and the true feeling of the Broads. In the summer of 2025, I finally met David at his Broadland home near Ludham. He won't mind me saying that he seems an old soul in the best possible way, with soft white hair and a full white beard that make him look quietly wise, as if time had gently brushed past rather than rushed him. His face is lined, but kindly so, the sort of lines that come from a lifetime of smiling, listening and thinking, rather than worry. There's a mischievous warmth there. Patient, attentive and quietly amused, as though he's genuinely pleased you're in front of him. Being near him feels calm. He gives off the sense of someone who doesn't need to hurry anymore, the sort of man you'd enjoy standing beside in his bird-filled garden, saying very little and feeling perfectly at ease. For more than four decades, David has stood as one of Norfolk's most distinctive and evocative artists. Known primarily for his atmospheric oil paintings of the Norfolk Broads, David has built a career that marries a profound sense of place with an unmistakable personal style. His paintings, prints and exhibitions have reached audiences far beyond East Anglia, yet they remain deeply connected with the quiet waterways, reedbeds and vast skies of his home landscape. David's journey into the world of art began at an unusually young age. Born outside Norfolk, he moved to the county when he was just 5 years old, a relocation that would have a lifelong influence on his artistic vision. Growing up near the Broads, he was immersed in an environment defined by water, wind and light. The wetlands, with their seasonal changes and shifting skies, offered an endless source of inspiration. While his early education did not revolve exclusively around fine art, David's interest in drawing and painting was evident. In his formative years, he experimented with different media and styles. But it was oil painting, particularly landscape painting, that captured his imagination. By the time he reached his 20s, David was exhibiting locally in the Norwich area. These early 1970s exhibitions introduced viewers to bold atmospheric compositions that distilled the essence of the Broads into light, shadow and mood, evolving into his highly distinctive hallmark through the 1980s and beyond. David's reputation expanded beyond Norfolk in the 1980s and 1990s. His paintings began to appear in national and international art print catalogues, most notably through the London-based publisher Rosentiles, which distributed his work worldwide. One of his most famous pieces from this era, Romantic Mill, became a best-selling print, introducing his work to a broad audience far beyond the UK. Alongside this print success, David continued producing original paintings, many of which sold quickly on exhibition. Collectors were drawn not only to the beauty of his work, but also to its sense of place. Owning a David Dane painting is, in a sense, owning a piece of the Norfolk Broads itself. His shows are often sell-out events, with originals snapped up within hours of opening. Limited edition prints allow others to take home a piece of the exhibition. His work is also frequently displayed in regional galleries and appears in private collections across the UK and internationally. David's artistic bond with Norfolk's Broads was ignited during his formative years working at Hunter's Yards in Ludham. This traditional boatyard, home of the renowned Hunter fleet of traditional classic wooden Broads yachts, nestled in the heart of the Broads, became a wellspring of inspiration for the artist. As he reminisces, "I first started painting, working with the famous Hunter fleet at Ludham, one of the most traditional yards on the Norfolk Broads. My memories there are nothing but fond, and I remember looking out of the window at the ice-coloured reeds. It looked like heaven to me. I also skippered trip boats for around 5 or 6 years. I had an immediate rapport with the area and thought how lucky I am to be doing this. This fired my imagination and was inspiration for my paintings." Hunter's Yard, now operated by the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, is an iconic location off Womack Water in Ludham. Established in 1932 by Percy Hunter and his sons, it has preserved the heritage of traditional wooden boat building and maintenance, preserving the look and feel of a bygone era. Its historic sheds and workshops continue to service the classic Broad yachts and invite visitors into a living time capsule of Norfolk craftsmanship. Working at Hunter's Yard meant David was surrounded by the textures, tones and moods of the marshlands each day. The ice-coloured reeds, visible from his workspace, weren't just scenery. They became emotional touchpoints in his later works. His ability to translate the interplay of light, water and mood into evocative paintings traces back directly to those early days beside the dike. Then as now, his art offers not only a portrait of a place, but an emotional memory shaped in the quiet, grey glow of Norfolk's own heaven. By also skippering boat trips, guiding small passenger boats on tours of the waterways for 5 or 6 years, David experienced the Broads in motion, from shifting light to subtle water currents. That early visceral impression from reeds to river, boat shed to water, stayed with him. The environment at Hunter's Yard didn't just inspire one or two paintings, it laid the foundation for decades of evocative landscapes. One distinctive aspect of David's career is his commitment to documenting his own work. Over the years, he has personally catalogued his paintings, resulting in an extensive archive of more than 100 images. This online catalogue is searchable by location, season and exhibition, making it a valuable resource for collectors, researchers and devotees. It also reinforces the importance of the Norfolk Broads as a continuous source of inspiration. David's career stands as an example of how a regional artist can achieve both local and international recognition while remaining faithful to a specific place. His work is not about chasing trends or reinventing his style for novelty's sake. Rather, it is about deepening a lifelong engagement with a subject that continues to inspire him. In doing so, he has become not just an interpreter of the Norfolk Broads, but also one of its cultural ambassadors. His paintings capture the timeless beauty of the region, but they also record its present-day reality, an important function in an era when landscapes and ecosystems face constant change. David Dane's artistic journey remains inseparable from the Norfolk Broads. From his early days at Hunter's Yard to his status as a celebrated and best-selling artist, He has stayed faithful to portraying the light, mood, and spirit of this unique landscape. His work has become more than a beautiful decoration. It serves as both a cultural ambassadorship and living documentation of a place facing constant environmental change. By combining technical skill, atmospheric depth, and profound personal connection to place, David has created a body of work that is both regionally distinctive and universally appealing, a legacy that ensures his place among Britain's most cherished landscape artists. See more of David Dane's work at daviddaneart.co.uk. Find out more about Hunter's Yard at huntersyard.co.uk and Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust at nhftrust.org.uk.